A decade ago, China was Wisconsin's 18th largest export market. Today, it buys more Wisconsin goods than every nation but Canada and Mexico. Doyle's Commerce Department says exports to China totaled $870 million in 2006. That's an increase of more than $300 million compared to the last time Doyle visited the country 3 years ago. Doyle says the potential will only grow as China's middle class population explodes.
And so I want to make sure that the products that are made through advanced manufacturing here in Wisconsin have a market in China.
The Commerce Department says Wisconsin is particularly well poised to make inroads in China because the state's largest exports, like electrical machinery, match up well with China's biggest imports. At the same time, labor groups say workers' rights are still dismal in China, and the country is a major contributor to a growing trade deficit in the U.S. But Doyle says people who are working in Wisconsin need a big Chinese market.
We're going to succeed as a manufacturing state only if we are able to sell our goods all over the world.
Doyle will have a new bragging right on this trip now that the Milwaukee Bucks have signed Chinese basketball superstar E. Jian Leon. Doyle will also visit Japan during his visit, which runs today through September 18th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.